Welcome to the Daily Actor Interview Podcast. I'm Lance Carter. So, if someone asked you to name your top five character actors and Stephen Root isn't on that list, then something is wrong with you. This podcast would be 4 hours long if I started to list his credits, but from roles in films like Oh Brother, Where Art Thou, Dodgeball, and, of course, Office Space, he has never turned in a bad performance. Like I told him in the interview, every time he's on screen, he's just so interesting to watch. In this week's episode of Fringe, Stephen and his wife, Romy Rosemont, guest star as a couple who may have answers to the team's investigation of time loop anomalies. I know all about that stuff. I'm not quite sure why they just didn't ask me. I got a chance to talk to Stephen about working with his wife for the first time, choosing his roles, how his Shakespeare training helped him when he played a Klingon, and a whole lot more. This interview is great. I really do appreciate it when you support the advertisers. Every little click does help. And also don't forget that we sell casting director and agent mailing labels and have a bunch of other cool actor services available. You can check all of that out on the site, dailyactor.com. And now, here is the awesome Stephen Root.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good, man.
Good. I walked past you in at ActorFest this weekend.
Oh. Yeah, I was happy to do that. It's always good to come and tell your horror stories to the younger actors and tell them not to do it unless they really love it.
Well, that's good. Yeah, I was going to ask you what I'm sure you said this there, but what's your advice to actors?
That you shouldn't be doing it unless you have to do it. Not to do it because you think it would be cool or you think you'd make a lot of money, but because this is an artistic expression of yourself that you have to do, and you have to be able to stick it out for a number of years. You know, it's a hard thing. I think probably determination is the greatest thing. You know, and talent isn't. I've seen a lot of talented people go by the wayside who couldn't stick out the day to day, and it's so determination and guts have, and luck have a lot more to do with it than anything else.
You know, and you're just one of my favorite character actors, and everything you do when you're on screen is just so interesting. Do you ever get, I don't know, like, I guess bored with some of the things you're offered? You're like, oh, I don't want to do that. It's, you know what I mean?
Well, you know, those things I don't take because they're, you know, I'm in a place where I really love not being pigeonholed to do one thing or another. I'll do a comedy, and then I'll do a drama, and then I'll do a sci-fi, and then I'll do an animation. So I'm in a hugely lucky place to be able to work in a variety of things, which kind of define the word character actor.
What was the worst audition you've ever had?
Worst audition I've ever had. God, nothing jumps to mind. I've been horrible in so many. It's hard to pick out a single one. But no, I couldn't really do that. I just know that at this point, when I come into a room, if I'm able to do what I want to do, I really don't care whether I get the job. You know, if I've presented what I want to present in the room, then I've done that job, and then it's not up to me. But if I haven't done that, then that's when I get upset. So. You know, it's like anything else. You just want to be able to present what you want to present. Another go from there.
What's it like for you to appear on Fringe for the first time with your real life wife?
Well, it was a great opportunity to be able to work with her. We'd been able to do readings and things like that for films, but never in front of a camera. So it was tremendous to be able to work together. I think the first day that we worked, it was just the two of us and the director and the crew. So that was it was a joy. It was tremendous.
Yeah, obviously it's a great opportunity. Can you tell us a little bit about how it came about? Was it something that the two of you were actually looking for, or did Fringe pitch it to you? How did this opportunity come about for you guys?
Well, it came through Romy had went to Northwestern with one of the. One of the executive producers, and we were actually at a party, and talking to him, and they were saying maybe, you know, would Stephen be interested in doing a Fringe, and Romy popped up with, well, yeah, if you invite me, and strangely enough, Mr. Pinkner a while later said, yes, please, come on and do the show. And so we were just more than thrilled to be able to work with each other and come on a quality program.
Since you guys are a real-life couple, as an actor, does it make it easier to know, okay, I'm working with my wife here, or would you have preferred maybe to work with somebody where, you know, issues don't come up later on that you're talking about?
You know, I appreciate that question. I think to play husband and wife and be real husband and wife, it's easier to emotionally connect quickly to a big emotional place. Since we're actual husband and wife, and you don't have a lot of time on television to do that usually. You know, there's not a lot of rehearsal time. Us knowing each other so well, and we're probably knowing where the other person's going to go emotionally, was a help.
With guest starring spots versus series regular, was there anything particularly challenging about that for you?
Well,
they're
all
that you prefer.
Yeah, I think there always is. You're always the new kid on the block when you come in as a guest star. Where the series has been going on for 4 years, and they're a well-oiled machine. They know each other, you know, emotionally and intellectually. And then you come in and go, "Hi, here's my episode. I want to play with you guys." So it always feels like it's the first day of school for me when I'm doing a. When I'm doing a guest star thing, but it's kind of good because you jump, you're pushed to an emotional high quickly, and on TV there's not a lot of time to rehearse, so it was nice to be able to work with your wife, somebody you knew so well.
At first glance, you've done a variety of projects that would seem to have nothing in common, but all of the major ones, from Office Space to News Radio to True Blood and Justified, have a core of really fierce fans. And I was wondering what draws you to these projects, and if maybe your reasons for doing these things might be the same reasons that they get such loyal fans.
I think you're right. I'm hoping that I'm picking projects that I believe are really well produced, well written, and star people that you want to work with. I mean, at this stage in my career, I pick projects according to who you want to work with, how well it's written, and the director. And so all those things that you've mentioned are the criteria for what I'm working with now, which is why, you know, I was thrilled to work with Eastwood on J. Edgar. I was thrilled to work with Redford on The Company of Keith and The Conspirator. So, you try to keep working with people you think are better than you, or you want to work with because you really admire their work. So, yeah, that's pretty much the criteria.
You've done a lot of great TV shows and movies. What would you say, aside from Fringe, was the one that you enjoyed the most?
That's an impossibly hard question. Because you do so many things. Probably series work is it's got to be your most favorite because you're going through a family situation. I did King of the Hill for 13 years.
Right.
Brittany Murphy was 18 when she started that project. You know, and by the time we finished, it was we'd been through births and deaths and marriages, and so I would have to say something like that or The Run on News Radio were really your most favorite because you're dealing with what has become your family.
I was going to ask you about your time on True Blood. Was that, that's probably the most out there thing I think I've seen you do. Was that difficult at all?
Well, you gotta do things that scare you every once in a while. And this is pretty far away from me. And so I really wanted to tackle it and see what it was like. And I was really, really pleased with the way it came out. And I was happy to work with those people. I think you have to challenge yourself. You really have to stretch every once in a while. And sometimes it doesn't work, and sometimes it does. But unless you're challenging yourself, then I'm not doing my job as a character actor.
Is there any one role of yours that people like still stop you in the street and say, "Hey, I recognize you as whatever that"?
Yeah, it's pretty much has to be Office Space. I'm currently in Georgia at the moment to see a friend of mine in a play, and that's pretty much what I get stopped for. And it's okay. It's like the little movie that continues to be seen by people. Every couple of years they'll discover that. And I think it really speaks to, Mid-America. So it just stays current.
you get a lot of fans sending you red staplers in the mail.
No, they want me to send them red staplers, and they cost a lot, so I can't do that. I'm happy if they send me one. I'll certainly sign it, but I still get a lot of requests for that.
Which of your roles have presented most of a challenge in terms of getting to a comfortable level where you can stretch?
Well, like I said, I think the True Blood was farthest away from me, in the recent past. I think back in the beginning of the 90s when I was doing a lot of guest star stuff. It was fun doing a Klingon because I could actually use my Shakespeare training to talk over the dentures. that was interesting. Anything you do, you approach from what would this character be, and how would you make him interesting to solve the problem that has to be solved. So, I'm just happy to work.
Thanks, Stephen, and thank you for listening. Keep coming back to Daily Actor for more great interviews, news from film, TV, and theater, and so much more. Thank you so much for supporting the advertisers. I'm Lance, and I'll talk to you soon.